Good evening. It's 6:30 tonight. We're not on at 8 o'clock tonight, so we're a little bit different tonight. So my name is Alice Trevorrow, spiritual medium and psychic, and I'm the producer of Sparkle of Light Spiritual Chat Show. And tonight we have we've got two lovely guests tonight. So we've got something a little bit special, and we have our spiritual medium, Jennifer Rose. And we also have Transcend with Debbie Romero, who's also a spiritual medium as well. A little bit about them just before we start and we get them onto the show. Debbie Romero is from California, and so is Jennifer Rose. So they're coming all the way from the other side of the world. So it's quite exciting. And Debbie is an evidential psychic medium. And so is Jennifer Rose. They're both international and they're well known. So I feel very privileged to have them on this evening. Now, Jennifer Rose is also a trans healer, a channel teacher, public speaker, transformational guide, writer, poet, and humanitarian. And Debbie Romero also has her own show as well. She's a spiritual medium. Jennifer's just opened our new show, so we've got all exciting talks to just to highlight a little bit about. But before I sort of stumble on here, I am going to invite them onto the show. But before that, of course, we've got Judith. We've got spiritual psychic medium Judith Miller, who is my co-host, and I'm very privileged to have Judith working with me. So let's have Judith on to the show. Hi. Hi there. Hi, how are you doing? How are you?
How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, it's been quite a busy day today. Yes, I've kind of stumbled in here to my to my little office. And it's been busy.
Say two minutes
and I'm like this. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Well, it's great to have you on again. And we've got two exciting guests on tonight. So
yeah, two lovely ladies,
All the way from California. I bet the weather's really nice over there, Judith.
No, I'm saying that now, I do have sun out the back, but yeah. Mind being in sunny California.
Neither would I. So let's invite both our girls on. Okay, so here we go. Debbie, hello.
Hi, Alice. Hi, Judith. I'm good. Thank you.
Hi, Debbie. Okay, can you explain a little bit more about you, what you do, before we have Jennifer on the
Most
show?
Most definitely. Thank you for inviting me as a guest medium. It is an honor and a privilege to be here across the pond. Both of you ladies are amazing, and so this is going to be fun. I pretty much just show up, you know. It's showing up and just letting spirit flow exactly the way it needs to. I don't really try to put an expectation. I just know that spirit's in charge and that what needs to come through will come through. My intent is to bring awareness, inspiration, upliftment, and healing. So with that, spirit does that automatically on its own when we're coming together as a community and as one. So I just show up, and it's been fun.
Yeah. But you've also got your own show as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. So Transcend with Debbie is a platform that was created, I would say, I'm going into the third year now, which is, I can't believe I'm saying that. It's been really fun. I've had the opportunity to work with many different creators, inspirers, mediums, healers, influencers, where I've learned from them. You know, when we come together and we're just holding space for each other, we get to be in that same energy field, that same aura field, and we get to touch aspects of how they've learned and how they've taken the information and ran with it. And so I just had the privilege to watch so many different people come across the pond from around the world, come together to hold space to bring awareness. And it's been great.
Yeah. Now, I've got, just before we carry on a little bit, I would like to also just say to you, I know that you have now just published a book.
Yes.
I am going to purchase this myself. I was meant to do it today, but I've not had time, but we'll do it later on this evening. Can you give me the name of the book, please?
So here is the book, My Daily Gratitude Journal.
Yeah.
This book was inspired. You know, we oftentimes go through things in life where changes have to be made, right? And I was in a conversation with my husband, and we were in a deep conversation where we had to start taking care of ourselves. And it was, you know, we rely and we become dependent on one another. And so you have to learn how to be your own person. And you forget to be who you, you know, who are you and what do you want to do all over again when you grow up, right? And so I'm still trying to figure out who I want to be when I grow up.
Well, I'm still the same, and I'm 60, and I'm still saying the same. So hey, it's like I'll never grow up.
No, we don't. You never want to grow fully up. You always want that inner child anyway.
Yeah, I'm totally a girl all about the imagination. And so with this book, we talked about self-care. He had to take care of himself, and I had to take care of myself. And that's the power of really taking your power back and bringing that empowerment to make the changes for yourself. And then we started looking into the business aspect of it, of like self-care, because in the book, the first page when you go into it is a self-care check-in. So the first thing you do is you check in with yourself to see what you need. The second thing you do is you want to manifest the positive energy that you want from the day and then give gratitude. And my mother was a big believer of gratitude. You know, when you are dependent and you are dependent on someone to manage your care, you are at her, she's at our mercy. She was at our mercy because we were her caretaker. And all she could do was say over and over again, thank you, thank you. The gratitude that you get because you're getting help from somebody and you really feel it within your heart, it just creates that ripple effect of, you know, you just can't help but hold on to that a little tighter. And so between going through changes in my own life, I needed to go back in to do a self-check-in. I needed to see what I wanted different for myself. And as many of us do, it's bringing everything back into alignment. And so this book was created through some changes that I was going through in my life about 8 months ago. And so this is what manifested. One day my husband just said, he goes, give me a number. And I was like, what do you mean? I had no idea that he already put it all out. And I was like, he surprised me. And it was like a gift. And when I gave him the number, I was like, no, we can't do that number. Like, I wanted it to be reasonable. I wanted it to be fair. And then when I went in, I just got a gratitude jar from a lady that I work with at the Woot Woot headquarters, which we call where I work, the Woot Woot headquarters. And I said, girl, you got a Woot Woot jar? I said, girl, well, I got a Woot Woot journal. She's like so we were on the same page of gratitude. And we looked, she goes, no way. And I'm like, yeah, girl. And she goes, what time is it? And it was 3:33. So then we hit it at 3:33. So I changed the price to 13:33. So you get the 3:33. And when you ordered it, it was 1456, which is when you order it. And then when we went in to order it, it said you would get it within 3 days and 33 minutes. So it was very aligned. And so I'm just very honored to just have that opportunity for that to be out there in the world for people to kind of, you know, give them a little opportunity to pause.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you know, we'll learn more about this and we'll have a little bit chat more about it as well.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to have a real fun night.
Yeah.
Let's welcome our next guest, our lovely Jennifer Rose, who's also a spiritual medium as well. Jennifer, I'm going to hand this part over to you, darling. Okay. If you can just explain a little bit more about what you do. Okay.
Well, thank you, Alice and Judith, and great to see you, Debbie, my girl. We're all sisters here, so I'm so happy to be here with you on your beautiful show, Agnes, and it makes it so easy. We can just relax and just have good fun and girl time together here today. So thank you so much. So as you know, I'm a medium and a healer, and I'm kind of a multi-medium, so I just serve spirit in every and any way that I'm guided to do so. And I'm just trying, like Debbie, just to help spread awareness that spirit is love and that we are spirit, and to do our little part to help raise the consciousness and find more about find more about love and the spirit within us and how we can all like grow together, you know, within ourselves and as a community. So I'm just doing my little part, just like all of you are too. Fun things I've got coming up. I've had the For the Love of Spirit for the last 3 years. We started back in 2020. So I guess we're going on 4 years too. So that's my Sunday service. And so it's a nice way to provide a platform for the other mediums to come on, including all of you.
Yeah, I've been on it as well. Jenna, on it soon.
Judith is coming soon. And and Miss Debbie, of course, is part of Angel Team Angel. And I wanted to I was guided by spirit to create that and just to bring so we can all come together in love, you know, and come together because this, like I said, the spiritual community is kind of diverse and spread out and sometimes can get a little competitive. And so this is just a place where we can all be in the love together, the love of spirit, and hopefully feel that inspirational spark of spirit within us by the time that we leave and to give people a place to spread their wings and shine. And so that's been, you know, really a beautiful labor of love for me. And I've got a show also about love on SPTV every 2 weeks, and also just join the Sacred Spiral Network with Debbie to do Embracing Infinity every Friday. So a lot of fun things coming on, and just like I said, keeping busy and trying my best to say yes to spirit and do my part. So thank you, Alice and Judith.
Embracing Infinity, the new show that you've just opened up, is that the new one you've just started?
Yeah. Embracing Infinity is my new show on Fridays. And so again, it'll be another platform to have guests over and just have conversations just like we're doing here. And what can we do together to keep learning and adding little tools to our toolbox and whatever guidance and information that can be helpful for people, very heart-centered, very love-centered. But when we go into the infinite, we have an opportunity to really see how transcendent we can become into the higher consciousness of us to spread in that love awareness and help grow within ourselves and as a group too. So I've come to find the more that we can keep on that inner quest of know thyself, that hero's journey, the more we have to, you know, give and emanate in love to each other as well. So we're all on the journey together.
It's also about the collective togetherness of everybody as well, you know, being together, supporting one another, you know, because it's the only way it's going to work in life. Right.
Yeah,
we need it
there's
more
plenty of room for all of us. Yeah, there's plenty of room for all of us. And we don't run out of loved ones, so the mediums don't need to compete because there's plenty of loved ones to go around. You know, I think spirit is wanting more and more of this work to keep moving into the community and the collective, because I do feel like mediumship is getting more mainstreamed, right, Debbie? And that's because the worlds are continuing to merge a little bit more, you know, in the consciousness. And through mediumship, we have an opportunity to create much healing, much uplifting, and much awareness of, you know, the eternality of us and our loved ones as well. And so as that becomes more mainstreamed, more and more people will be able to have those experiences. And that can be life-changing for us. So it's a beautiful gift and honor.
Do you ladies think spirit's very much preparing us for that? We are one, and the consciousness is rising, but there's a lot unraveling. There's a lot all those layers are being shed, and it's very much about raising that consciousness and like getting them vibrations higher. But as one, it's so lovely that we can all do it as one, and all, you know, and specific ways that they're guiding us, and you know, I think it's lovely that we can all work as a team rather than individuals. It's lovely.
Yes,
it could be. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
Shall we tell our little story? I think we should tell
which one?
well,
I'm feeling like I'm the odd one out here tonight.
So let's tell a little story, okay? Because you're not the odd one out. So listen on to this, okay? Right. Jennifer, it's all started with Jennifer. Now, I'll tell the little story and then you can add all in. I was guided by Spirit World to contact Jennifer, and it was on Instagram at that time. Didn't know Jennifer at all, but I was told to contact her, and I was told to ask her to come on to Sparkle of Light Spiritual Center. It was to do a demonstration, wasn't it? It was to do a demonstration. Mm-hmm. And so I contacted her, and I thought, I didn't get much hope on it. I thought, I probably won't hear back. Yeah, I heard back. Yeah. And she was happy to come on. Spirit saying, told you. And they kept telling me things about, you know, this girl's going to be in my life, you know, because I had some issues before that, and some people that kind of hurt me before that. So I was kind of a little bit trust issues going on there. So I'll cut the long story short. Jennifer comes on to the show. We get to know each other. And from there on, we did some work together. You asked me on your show, etc. And then it was later on I decided, well, I was going to do a charity show at the end of the year. And it was a big one. And I can't remember what it's for. I think it was for cancer and Robin House and Balk. And there was a whole, it was huge. I felt drawn to Debbie Romero. Okay, I felt drawn to Debbie Romero as well. Do you know, but I didn't really know if they were both friends or not. Do you know, I didn't know, but I felt this draw to her. No idea if Debbie was friendly with Jennifer at that time. I've no idea. But I felt drawn to her because Spirit was saying, that girl's to come on, this person's to come on, that person's to come on. So I'm listening. Do you know, gets Debbie on. And then we became good friends as well. And then, you know, we've kind of, three of us were getting really friendly. There was other people that kind of opened up a new door. I'm just cutting this short, okay? After that, I was on, Paul Bannister's show at the time. I was getting great experience from Paul, and it was a great show. And Judith comes on to the show. Judith comes on to the show.
I fit in.
You're coming in, darling, okay? You come on. And there was this pool going on, you know, you're talking about your spirit guide. And I was saying, well, our spirit guides were the same, you know. Which was, there was a lots of things the same, like, on that night. It was really good, and I felt really, really drawn to you. And I said to you that night, we're going to work again. I can feel we're going to work again. Didn't know how, didn't know when. Yeah. You know, we kind of kept in touch, you know, but I think it was a year later, lo and behold, I started to do my own show, and I was enjoying doing it on my own. But then Spirit says, you need to get someone else on the team. We need to build this up more. This needs to get spread more and wide and out to the world, you know, right away. I'm told Judith, okay? So I contact Judith, and Judith comes on. And then from there, it's kind of escalated. You're helping me at the moment. We're working together as a team. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's kind of opened up. And now you're going on to... You know, you're going on to Jennifer's as well. You're all free to join in now and share your own version of it.
Well, Alice, I'd love to jump in, Alice, and that was one of the biggest gifts you gave me by contacting me, whether Instagram or Facebook. I remember that. And I too had just gone through, you know, another big phase of transformation, and a few other doors kind of closed because I was getting a little judged. And then you popped in my life and opened up this new door for me, which opened up another door and another door and another door, and gave me a chance to be, you know, be a platform medium, which is what I've always wanted to do, and on a big, much bigger scale than I was before. So it was like, that was a gift. So it's a good reminder to all of us that if we're willing to just keep, you know, keep going through, keep trying and move through the transformation and be courageous, that spirit will find a way to, you know, open that new door. So it's like, always know there's that light at the end of the tunnel and that there's hope. Just keep your hope alive. And even though spirit, you know, even though spirit can put you through trials and tribulations and like, you know, and I had trust issues too, same thing. And look at what was created from it. So it's kind of like they knock the tower down and they build it back up better.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Right. And thank you for listening to your intuition, Alice, because that day, I think we got read over 8 to 11 times by each different medium that day. And it was like, I told Jennifer, do I leave? Do I get out? She's like, no, stay. She's like a coach telling you, stay on the base, stay there. You know, but spirit really that day came in such a beautiful way for me. And so it was a privilege to be in that charity and to meet everyone. Really did open up the door for all of us to expand. All of us started networking with each other and how we just became this new community and just continue to evolve together. It really does show from the whole year. It just grew and grew. And Phil was in here and he's like, I can't believe he's the only guy in the house. It's great. Yeah. But Phil was but Phil was also in that charity and he was like, it was an honor. We were all on cloud nine. Yeah. With spirit. And so thank you for that, for sure.
Yeah. So, you're very lucky to have all these women around you, Phil. So there you go.
You know, when we talk and we listen to each other's journey, we've all found it hard in our journeys and we've all came through judgmental times and hard times, and instead of it breaking us, because we all are different. And I find it hard on my journey too, because I work with the physical in a different way. Not everybody got that. And I find that hard because people were judgmental. So they were very quite judgmental. But I trusted spirit and they told me to never give up. And I am so glad, because there's so much healing that's taking place amongst all of us,
right,
on our own personal journeys, and then as together in different ways. It's we trusted spirit, and they led us through, and it's lovely that out of all that, we still trust spirit. And as you say, they absolutely showed us our path, and yeah, they will continue to do so, and it's lovely. That's really nice.
Yeah. They did. I'm listening to you and I'm answering people at the same time.
I know. No, but you are correct, Judith. There is so much that we're moving through our awareness and how we're perceiving and how we're getting our information, and still not only processing our own self and then also having to process the energy that's around us, of the feelings of others, can be very difficult, especially as a physical medium. You're super sensitive and you're in tune to all, and so that can be even more difficult to say I'm still going forward. And so congratulations to you for continuing your path as well, because all of us, it's not easy, and we still do our best to show up.
Spirit always said, "Be thick-skinned and broad-shouldered," like I'm not thick-skinned and broad-shouldered. So we are. That's
right. I agree. I'm only 5 feet, but I feel like I have a big roar.
I'm not much taller than you now, but listen, it's what you could give out, isn't it? It's the energy you give out, and the energy really is massive that you give out. So absolutely.
I think it's just beautiful how spirit know the one you don't know at the time, but spirit know, well, you're going through this, you're going through that, and let's reconnect these people together to give them that strength, you know, because you do get strength from one another to build you up, give you that light to move forward, you know. It's been a really really nice journey meeting new people from different countries. You know, that's one thing I would say though, you know, I know about COVID, but COVID was a dreadful thing, but it opened up a door there. If you want to look at a little positive on it as well, you know, opened up a door there on where you were forced to get out and interact with the world. you know, communicate as globally, communicate globally, and
everything,
didn't
it, really?
Yeah, and Zoom was opened up, you know. Yeah, I can remember.
I had to learn too.
We always were led to believe you can't do this over Zoom, you can't do that. And Spirit really excelled themselves and showed what we could do. You know, that there was nothing that prevented them from shining in every way. So yeah, it's very, very good. It's changed in a lot of ways that it's not going to go back.
No,
it's going to be keeping going forward, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very much new.
Yeah.
New direction. Yeah.
We all had to learn to embrace technology, which I know must. We were used to just going to the printers, making our little flyers.
I was used to calling my daughter, come help me.
Look at us now. We're all like.
Yeah, you were learning from scratch.
But we did it. We're still growing, I know.
And then StreamYard came around, and then I thought, oh my goodness, this is me at it again. I'll have to learn how to do StreamYard. You know, here we go.
Don't feel bad, Alice. I still don't have all the little tricks. I just show up. And I just say hello to everybody. It's a lot of work.
We figure it out as we go along, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Debbie, you've got your own place now as well, haven't you? You've opened up a new place. Yeah.
So I do have a new spot I'm working at, and it's in person. It's been almost 3 months now, and it's an adjustment. Oh my gosh, you know, driving, going there, being there, and then coming back, working in the, you know, online, and then working in person. It is an adjustment. Yeah. Spirit gave me an agenda, and I have to, you know, I have to listen to it. And there's a change I have to make on my website. And I remember a long time ago, I took a course with a business mentor, and she wanted me to put my appointment status on my website. And I did it one time, and I just, with all the different places around the world, I was just text messages coming in for an appointment, and then on the computer, I was missing appointments, double scheduled. I took it off. She goes, who doesn't want to make money? Who takes this off? I'm like, me. And you know, there's a lot going on here. And so Sarah gave me an agenda of how to put it on my website so I can be present and also booked at the same time for schedule. So there is organization that I have that is coming forward, and it's an adjustment for sure. But it's been a lot of fun. The women in there are so beautiful and just so full of joy. They're just, you know, they're empowering women there. It's a gym, so it's a women's gym, and they just had an event on National Walk Day, and they're doing all these great exercises of letting go and walking and empowerment, and it's just like, it's just so fun to be with other people in person and be able to just celebrate one another. And that was really cool. My spirit just loved it. Every bit of it.
That sounds lovely. It really does sound nice.
Yeah, I'm honored.
Yeah.
Do you because you're in lovely sunny California, and UK maybe gets it a little bit better than where I am, temperature wise, but would you do a lot of workshops and a lot of work outside in the sun, absorbing that energy? Would you take advantage of that?
That's what we do. So, like, there's different pop-ups that they have, and we'll do our vendors outside. And so, like, that day, the week prior, she had an event. Well, not week prior, but a month prior, where we had a bunch of women, empowering women, and they all had their booths out there with crystals, and they were doing their items that they sold. And so it's really about just showing up and supporting the women. And so one of the programs is called Femdistry, and they're about helping the women within their divine purpose. And so that worked out really great for me on top of being at the women's gym. So it's just, it couldn't have been set up in a more in a way that was just packaged in such a beautiful way. It's still different. It's still scary. And I had to build my confidence up again because I'm doing something different. And so, you know, not being in shape and not walking like I should. And I'm coming in with this powerhouse lifting. And I'm just like, yeah, let's go, you know. But really, I'm like, no. My mind is like, I got this, but my body is saying, I can't go. I've been channeling the physical medium to come help me get physical.
We do very much put us in out of our comfort zone, but at the time it can be really, really nerve-wracking. But afterwards it's like, well, I don't know. I always know if it was, for I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure you, each one of you ladies are the same. When it's me, I'd be inside, they'll always put me on the spot. And inside I'm thinking, okay. And afterwards I'm going, oh, that's okay. But I know they'll never ask me or guide me to do anything that I can't do. So I just trust. Like you said, Debbie, I just...
It's challenging, little challenges to push you forward.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. It builds that strength and that trust with spirit, because the more you can surrender and trust, the further they can take us. And it's
most definitely.
It's eye opening now. Yeah. I'm saying I sound like really Scottish there. Hi,
you're on a show as well, though, aren't you, Judith? You do another show. Is that right?
I helped the Society of Parapsychological Studies. Mm-hmm. I would do like interviews and things with them and investigations. And then I've done my own, I'm doing my own prophetic news. I really held tight on that. If I'm being honest, they really had to push me hard, because I get a lot of messages of what's to come, but I never share it. I usually just document everything and I date everything and I document it, but I never share it. And Spirit very much said that I needed to start sharing it. So to be fair, it was probably Marcus that I do it with. He actually gave me a nudge and said, look, start sharing, you know, all this stuff that that's happening in the world, you know, it's all coming true. So I did. I very much went out on a limb and I started, I'm on episode 3 of it, Prophetic News. And even today, there was a lady contacted me on my spiritual group, and she went, oh my word, this Man City has come true. And I was like, Man City, I said something about Man City. And it was exactly on the news, and I was like, oh my word. And even now, I still, you know, it's strange because I trust Spirit 110%. It's myself I will always question. And so I am very much doing, I'm going out of my comfort zone, but I'm trusting again. And so, yeah, I know it's going to be very important. The reason why Spirit have asked me to do it is to try and bring them truths around, to try and show, is to help people awaken more, to help them see, you know, we're, you know, their intuition is so strong, and but a lot of us we overthink things and we doubt ourselves and many things. Spirit are trying to say, have trust in us and we will show you, you know, and that's what, it's not about, you know, this is going to happen and this is going to, it's not like that. It's very much, it's for the collective in the sense that it's to help everybody awaken.
Well, do you know, is that more premonition than you're receiving?
Everything is predictions. Yeah, everything on the prophetic news is
prediction, right?
Yeah, so okay. But I don't change it because no. Somebody said to me, you know, should you try and like find out more, and I'm the same with my messages from spirits, my readings, anything I do, I purely only pass what spirit will tell me, because it's not my place to change it. So I'm the same with the prophetic news. I pass it exactly as they tell me. And it's, to be honest, it's very humbling because they trust me to do it. I feel quite humbled to do it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They also know I was scared. If I'm being honest, I was scared.
You're scared of the reaction of people as well.
I don't see myself as like a fortune teller. I'm very spiritual. Like, probably I was a bit scared in case. I always trust spirit, but did I interpret that right? So that's why I keep it exactly the way spirit tell me. Because yes, I'm passing. I'm only the messenger, but it's spirit's prediction. It's spirit that's passing it.
What about you, Jennifer? Do you get any predictions at all?
Well, sometimes I know Debbie and I chat with that a little bit with, like, when it comes to, like, you know, global stuff or collective stuff. And I'm careful with that too, but I generally have a good track record, but I try to be really, really careful with it. So I run a little shy with that on my end because, you know, I've had several people come back years later and be like, everything you said that was going to happen came true. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, but then it's that one time where maybe it didn't and you're like, ah, I'm still kind of like building my confidence in that too. But yeah, so. Hats off to you, Judith, for all the courage.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm learning as I go.
What about you, Debbie?
You know, for me, I do get the predictions. I do get the premonitions, and sometimes I'll get the dreams, and I'll see my body even be out in the different events that are occurring. And so we are definitely holding space when there are those events that you're speaking of. And so I just do my best to honor it. And sometimes you just don't know when it's going to happen. You get the information, and it's a matter of when, because we could say December, but what December of what year, you know, or we could say January and you don't know what January of what year. Yeah. So there's a lot of more in depth and detail that can be unfolded, but how many of us really sit there to unfold that whole premonition over and over again to give it the whole true story? We get what we get and we leave it as it is. So I'm sure if we sat with it and we can unfold it more, I'm sure we could dive deeper. But once I get something, I leave it with that, and that's what is received. And so I don't mess with it.
Where did it all begin for you, Debbie, with working with spirit?
You know, I was a little girl. I was already super sensitive. So one, you could say I was born this way, but really, really, I started in my 20s where I just didn't stop. You know, you get super attuned and you just get too sensitive and you just feeling everything. And you just, you know, I knew then when you touched an object that you could read it. I didn't realize it was psychometry. I didn't know anything about mediumship. I didn't know anything about spiritualism. And so I had to learn and teach myself. I was brought up through church and prayer, and I was always in prayer. And so when we're connecting to prayer and for help, of course, spirit comes. So we just didn't get taught how to work with the spirits when they come. And so I would say in my 20s is where I really, really started to open up more for it. Where when I say in opening up, I've probably had one of the biggest awakenings in my 20s, where I could see everything really massive, people walking, just the spirits coming through. And, you know, if you looked into a fire, I knew what it meant. And there was so many things just unfolded for me in such a profound way that it was just, I knew there was something different about me. And I had to understand it.
It is very hypnotic, though, looking into a real fire, isn't it?
From your gazing at the sun and the clouds, all of it has communication. And so if you're communicating with the energies, you're going to get something. And so my brain was already focused and hypersensitive to everything, and so I had to learn how to anchor, harness that, and ground it in, because I was a floating butterfly, like, hey, what's up? You know, because I was feeling it all. So
it's hard until you get to, because everybody, you know, as you say, you have your own guide, you have your guides, and we're all interlinked, but we all work, we find our niches, you know, different things at work. And it's being allowed to find your own niche. That's, I think, is so important, that, like you say, you know, you take the time, you figure out the energy, you figure out your journey and what's happening with you and your guide, and what you know, where your path's taking you. And I think it's lovely that we should embrace and empower everybody to find their own niche, you know, and to go with that. And it's nice that you, it's hard. It can be really hard. But Spirit always has a way of, like even tonight, and even with the story of how the four of us have all linked in now, it's when you go back in and when you look back and you think, oh my word, how things all link in, that even you're not seeing at that time, I'm sure, like both of you ladies, when you started your journey, you have went down different paths now than what you expected to go down.
Yeah,
because you get to a point and you go, okay, I know where I'm going with this. That's okay. And then it just changes. So, you know, how much did your journey change from each of you ladies from when you really started that journey, say, you know, Debbie in your 20s and Jennifer, when you started that journey to just throwing it all in and going, right, embrace everything, just let go and surrender and trust.
Go ahead, Jennifer, you go first.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're volunteering.
Oh, gosh.
You play trivia.
Spirit kind of just sort of pushed me in the pool, you know, because I kind of got pulled into it. You know, I felt the calling and I really didn't have much choice to answer it. So I went and did it, and they kind of threw me in the deep end and said, go. And I had a lot, you know, so I really tried to take as many classes and learn as much as I could in such a short amount of time, which put me into a lot of concentrated transformation for years. Yeah. And so it's been really challenging to have so much change in such a short period of time. But it's also been just a beauty and a blessing too. And I think what I did not expect, because I knew I wanted to be a medium and I loved doing the healing and wanted to help people, but I think what I did not expect is how much change would happen within me, and then how much that would continue to grow, and how much I would be able to understand myself as spirit, not just logically, but to feel it and experience myself as spirit, and to realize that separation is an illusion too. And so that was a huge shift for me. And then having to reground that back into this, you know, reality too, and put that back in. So it's been a lot of change. So I think that's probably the biggest. I didn't know how much in me would transform. I just knew wanted to do this, and I wanted to help people, and I knew it was amazing, but I didn't realize the depth and the breadth of everything, you know, until more time went by. And then the miracles and the magic of it, that was a huge surprise. I didn't know how much that would be until it was, and it keeps growing. And, you know, I have some experience with physical mediumship as well, Judith. And so I've gotten to see phenomenon, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's just amazing. The phenomenon is just amazing. And I was lucky to find myself in a circle early on, and that kind of, you know, helped me to grow a lot too. And so it's just, there's this whole world of magic out there that is spirit, and it's here. It's here with us and around us all the time. And that's why we have so many synchronicities and signs. And it's like, and that's, it's just a big, huge wow, you know? And, but while I'm here, I know there's a few people in the comments who have lost loved ones. So I just want to say, give love and healing. We can give love and healing, because I know people are putting the comments and are, it's like, you know, we're all spiritual people, and I know the people here are too. And it's like, you know, when someone passes, whether it's a loved one or a pet, it's sacred, and it still hurts even for us as mediums, even though we know that our loved ones go off in the spirit world, but it still hurts. We all still grieve, and that's a natural part of like being human too. And that's another thing that grows when they talk about spiritualizing the self. When you go into this work as a medium or healer, your compassion just keeps growing and growing, and you really feel the sacredness of life too. And so, like, sorry. So in a nutshell, those were the big surprises for me is the change within myself, the growth in my own journey that continues to keep growing. And, you know, I didn't know I would probably be working in this public way as much as I have. And then the magic and the mystery and the phenomenon is amazing. And then just to witness the beauty of life too, it's been, yeah, so.
This show, it is a chat show about spiritual, all aspects of spiritualism. It will be going to the podcast as well. So anybody, when we mention in the comments, we do have a comment box here. So people do put comments in, you know. So it's just for anyone who's listening on the podcast who will not see us visually. We do have a comment box. So please feel free to put some questions in to Debbie and Jennifer, any questions at all. Unfortunately, we're not doing any readings. It's a spiritual chat show, but please feel free to contact us separately if you would like a reading. Okay, all right. So over to you, Debbie. Okay.
Wow. I think Jennifer said it in a beautiful way. There's so much transformation that happens, and who we once were, we're clearly not the same if we look at ourselves now. And you know, the reason for the journey within thyself is to feel better. There has to be a reason of why we started. And, you know, having an awakening can be very uncomfortable, very misunderstood, and very lonely and sad at the same time. And you can feel very, some moments of depression, because we are feeling the grief of what's around us collectively and not realizing empathically we're picking up on so much energy. And, you know, for me, I'm a very sensitive person. Yeah. And so I also came from a different type of upbringing. And so for my life, saying I can do this, I also had to embrace that and change it and not try to change someone's perspective of me. And so honoring my path and still fighting to be who I am and this is who I am is no longer a fight. Yeah. Whether I resonate with you, great. If I don't, I'm sorry. The right frequency and the vibration of where I'm at is going to reach the people that are ready, that will be that will resonate with me. And for those who don't, it's
that
okay
to be there.
Yeah, and it's okay. Yeah. And for me, it's not about proving. It's about just being. And I'm in a totally different place of just being. And I'm loving the fact that it's not forceful. It's just loving. And I'm in that oneness where it is love. And where my friend says, Debbie, you just see things so differently, where, you know, if someone were to do something, it's not about me. It's not that there's no judgment there. You're really connected to that higher self of love and spirit. And whatever that person is going through is for them. I just really have shifted in a way that my body just elevates, that I'm almost above. I'm not going to say I'm above that, but the energy keeps me protected from that. And so I'm just grateful to have expanded to that frequency and vibration to be held, and we'll say by the hand of God and spirit, to be protected and loved and to be catered, felt with that protection of love is all I can say. It's the only explanation I can give, but
So it's the confidence. The confidence that forces you to grow your confidence and heal all of your insecurities and doubts about yourself. And we'll just keep getting situations to grow more and more in that confidence, so we can have that presence to hold space for each other. Yeah. Right. Well said.
And I think just spirit knows, like Alice said, she brought us together. Spirit knows when the right people are supposed to be brought forward. We're going to work that way. I work that way. Jennifer works that way. We listen to spirit and who to invite and who to work with. And if you're working it that way and you're spirit led, you're not wrong. It's always going to be in alignment. So I find that when someone asks to be, to come on, it there's always a little woo shake there. And I'm like, this is a good person. Like, you should bring them on. But I'm so used to asking because you would tell me.
But, you know, you touched on it, Debbie, too. You were saying, you know, about the changes, and both of you and Jennifer, we all experience it. And it's something I think it's nice to talk about, because when we're beginning when we're starting out on our journey, it can be confusing and it can feel lost. And we think people around us are changing, when it's not the people around us, it's us.
So it's such
But sometimes it's hard when you're on the beginning of that journey and you're still trying to figure that out. So it's nice to hear that we can be open and talk about it, and we can admit, you know, it's us that's changing. It's not those around us. No.
It can be quite a shock though as well, can't it? You know, All of a sudden your eyes are open, you think, oh, how did I not see that before?
Everyone tells me that all the time. Debbie, you're so different. Debbie, you've changed, you know. Yeah. So we do change, you know, we change every second. Our aura moves and changes all the time with the way we think and the way we feel. And if something shifts in and brings us to an awareness, our energy shifts with it. So it's always nice to be with elevated women, because the energy, not even women, just people and spirit, it'll shift us into that frequency and vibration of where we need the alignment, and that it's given back to those that are around us. So then it creates the ripple effect.
Yes. My friend would say the same, actually. I would have been on quite a protective mode before. And she used to always say, where did Judith go? Because I would be the first in there, like, you know, feeling that I needed to protect her, like, you know, like, make sure everybody's okay. And she laughs now, because she'll say, where did Judith go? You know, the person that needs to... feel on the defensive all the time, and we do change, but we can slip back into that sometimes. And I think it's more so when we're going through that growth, we're tested to be
shaking.
I honestly think it's spirit's way of saying, okay, let's see how you do now, because you're a different person now. And each time you're coming through that and you're looking at that situation and you're thinking, okay, it's not going to have that impact on me. You know, and you're stronger each time. Personally, I feel stronger each time.
Yes. Yeah. That strength, though, ooh, let me tell you, it takes tears and sweat and, okay, I'm strong, I got this, let's go, spirit. I'm like, Jennifer, what is happening?
No, when we first start development circles, a lot of us are afraid to even, like, introduce ourselves in front of a group. You know, if I go years back, most of us were that shy or that insecure that we were afraid just to say our names and why we were there. And, you know, we're in this little circle and we're like, you know, because it's so new. And we're like kind of stepping out of our comfort zone into this new kind of community. And then here we are in front of, you know, like hundreds of people, you know, being us and doing us, and spirit had to get us to that point by keep pushing. That's where pushing can be good, because they push us to grow. They push us to find the best in us. And, you know, and like, I got warned by spirit. They're like, we're gonna get you there, so you don't care what anybody thinks. And I'm like, okay.
Like, I knew that I was gonna have a hard time. I didn't think I was gonna have the hardest.
We have great times as well. But we'll have to go through that transition. Yeah. And when we're going through that transition, it isn't pleasant. But everybody goes through that transition. Everyone does, you know. And it can be scary, because sometimes it's like just having that leap of faith and just trusting. And they don't let you down. If something doesn't come your way, and you think, oh, why did that happen? You know, I now trust. Well, I trust there was a reason behind that. Whereas years ago, I would feel, well, why didn't that happen? You know, I wanted that to happen. You know, but now I'm like, well, it didn't happen for a reason. And it's when you look back on things, you think, oh, I understand now why that never happened. It's trusting. Yeah. It's just about trusting, really, isn't it? So what's coming up then for Debbie and Jennifer? What's coming up? Anything coming up? Shows? Anything?
Well, we do have our Mother's Day event. So we do have an event that's behind the scenes that is going to be in the works. Between Jen and I and Kelly Brickle, we'll be doing a Mother's Day demonstration on Zoom. So that's coming up. I think right now the date is May 4th, and we're thinking, did we say 11 or 10? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I think it was 10, but we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. papers. It'll be all put out there. But Jen is always doing something. So Jen, go ahead, Jen. Let them know what you're doing.
Oh, well, you're more busy than I am. I am looking forward to the Mother's Day celebration. I'm going to be live right after this for NSBTV. And then this Friday, I'm going to be on with Colin Walker. We're talking about the cosmic shift. So that will be a lot of fun. And then Judith, you're coming on my next Sunday service. And I can't wait for that. And I can't wait for you to come on, for both of y'all to come on the Embracing Infinity too. And I'm looking forward to like spreading physical mediumship and explaining that to people, because a lot of people still don't know what that is and how special it is too.
And then just continuing physical and trans, don't they? They get mixed up with it too.
Yeah. And so I mean, I love all things mediumship. So it'd be nice, because I know I do feel like spirit's trying to share more of the physical mediumship with the community as well, so that it can be understood more and the gifts that it has to bring, because that's where all of the magic is, all the amazing things that can happen that you can't explain, all of the phenomena. And just continuing to teach my classes and do my services and my meditations and whatever else spirit wants me to do. Yeah. And I just keep trying to grow me. Yeah, Alice.
Can I ask you if you could explain to people who are listening on the podcast on Thursday the difference? Because we're talking about physical mediumship. For people who are completely alien to this, they will not understand what that is. You know, so if you could maybe just explain a little bit of what physical mediumship is, because some people think of physical mediumship as like ghosts and scary and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So if you can just explain it a little bit, because it is different from trans mediumship. So if you could just explain a little bit, especially for Thursday when it goes on Spotify.
Did you want me to do it or Judith?
Please, darling. Yeah, please.
Me? You were talking. I'm sorry?
Talking about physical mediumship.
Oh, yeah. So with trans, Judith may do this better because I know you are the physical. But with trans mediumship, we are blending our awareness with spirit world, and they can use us as channels to speak through us. And so we can speak either a spirit helper can speak through us, or perhaps other dimensions of beings could speak through us. Loved ones could communicate through us as well. Some people have heard of automatic writing, so they can blend with us and manipulate our hand to do the writing. We can also do trance healing. A lot of us are trance healers, which means spirit blends with us to give spiritual healing to those who need it. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit of feedback. And then they can also move our hands around. So if we were in the physical doing healing for somebody, and with trance healing, they could move your hands around for you to get you just into the right spot of where they want to work. And it's one of the most beautiful and magical things to experience, like spirit just like lifting your hand so gracefully. Oh, it's amazing. Physical medium. Yeah, it's so beautiful. With physical mediumship, people usually gather in a circle, usually on a regular basis, usually closed unless they're working in a public demonstration kind of way, to experience physical phenomena. And so often there will be a trance medium who is also a physical medium who can go into trance, and that will help to build the energy of the circle so that spirit world can come in and produce phenomenon like hearing things that are in the air, like direct voice. So a spirit person could talk, through the use of an instrument that we may have in the room, or even just through direct voice. Some people are able to produce, mediums are able to produce ectoplasm, or spirit can use energy to do that. And they may be able to create, for instance, a vision of a loved one through that and sort of build that up. Sometimes apports can appear. So things that weren't in the room there are there now. And it's truly magical. And the atmosphere can change, temperature changes, little knocks and raps on the wall, things like that. I've heard of some just the most amazing things that it's so magical. Yeah. But if you just think about, and these are very sacred circles, we play music, it's always uplifting, loving songs, and it's a truly loving atmosphere. And you feel yourself immersed in that oneness where you can almost drift off into it and stay there forever because it's so high vibration. It's so loving. And sometimes they're done in the dark, sometimes in light, sometimes with the red light, depends on the medium and the conditions that spirit world wants to use. But it's a truly magical experience. And if people are going into mediumships and they can find themselves in a physical mediumship circle, it can help to really grow and advance your mediumship as well, to be, because it's you're in the superpower.
It can be hard to find a circle, though, that is right for you as well, because the energy has got to be right within that.
You have to be harmonious. The people have to be harmonious together. Yeah. And a lot of people keep it private because it's something that people don't understand. And even in the spiritual community, there's a lot of judgment with physical mediumship.
Yeah.
And that hurts. It hurts to see that, because, spirit world is always testing us. So sometimes, they could test our compassion, by seeing, what they can do to see how people get, a little bit judgmental or, and so that's kind of hard too. But at the same time, authenticity is also important as well. So trying to find that balance to make sure we're authentic and compassionate at the same time. So I hope I did that justice, Judith.
You do physical as well. You do physical mediumship as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I've been in a physical circle for many years, but I'm not the physical medium of the circle. I've been in the circle, so I'm very familiar with how it works, and I've done some other,
I've been in a physical circle many a time. I don't do it myself, I like to sit in trance. I like to do that. I love to just sit in that trance meditation.
Yeah, me too.
I love to do that, particularly before I go and do a demonstration, because I'm floating in air a little bit, and I'm right, it's indescribable, really, I know that you do this, Judith, as well. So if you can just explain your part of it, because we're all different in how we work with physical mediumship. I don't know, Debbie, do you do physical mediumship?
No, but I've taken courses, or I sat many years ago, but I do the trance.
I do the trance. Yeah,
but I definitely love the trance.
Yeah.
I love the trance. I love it.
We get a lot of phenomenon with trance too. The power is so strong. Amazing. So we get, I know Debbie and we all get little like knocks and temperature changes and atmosphere changes, while we are working as in mediumships too. And that's super fun, because it's like, oh, they just knocked on the wall, and it's like, because they're saying, yes, we're here. That's important. Pay attention.
I love it. I just love it. Sorry, did you work with horses, Debbie? Did you say?
No, but I know. I remember a story about a horse.
I'm actually scared of horses.
Well, that's all. Tanya Ball's not on here tonight.
Is that on your show, Debbie? Was that on your show?
Mandy. It was Mandy. Call me Mandy.
Is it a story you can share?
I think that was on your show, wasn't it, Debbie? Wasn't that on your show?
Or was it was Alice. It was a funny story. It was just a funny story.
I think I best explain it, or people will be getting the wrong impression.
That's why I'm asking, is it something you can share?
It was, I was on a course with Mandy Paul, and that's terrible. And we were in a circle, and it was pretty flat. It was really, really flat. Energy was so low, and there was just nothing happening. And, and there was lots of this singing going on, and it was just, really, really flat. Nothing was happening, and this was going on for ages. And then Mandy, somebody said something about a horse. And then Mandy came out, and she did the actual vocal part of this, of being a horse. But do you know, I have never ever heard anybody vocalize being a horse so good in all my life. And everybody that was in the circle turned and says, oh, the horse is here, the horse is here. And they're looking for the horse. They actually believe this horse had actually arrived.
Yeah, it's funny.
To go on the whole time. It wasn't until the very end. She says, and she kept doing it when we were all together. And they were like, you know, and I said, you better say to them, that was you, you know. But oh, you should get her on the show, though, Debbie, and get her to do the vocalization of the horse.
I have her on the show, but I forgot to do the horse part. I didn't mention that part. We were talking about the ranch and the Skinwalker Ranch because she does a lot of remote viewing. So yeah. I should have brought up the horse, though. I should have. You know, but we have
so good at it. I've never known anything like it. You know,
she's funny.
Yeah, and the fact is that people genuinely thought, oh, the horse is here, it's here. And the more she was doing it, our little group knew it was her. So when we were just a bit collapsing off our seats, you know. But it raised the energy, though, Debbie. It raised the energy. And the connection with spirit was awesome.
I got to share the story. Judith, before Jennifer gets ready to go do her SPTV thing, there is a funny story that Alice, Jennifer, and I had got on the show on SPTV. We were off. It was about women who are there to hold space for other women and how we can come together in the oneness with love. And these two women here in my life were a perfect example of soul sisters, of how we do our part for community and spirit. So we're getting ready just like this. Everybody get ready for this. This is what you don't see behind the scenes. So there's a little producer and he's like, don't touch nothing. Don't touch nothing.
Right.
Don't touch nothing. Oh, you look good right there. Don't move. There, he's zooming in the camera on you, zooming it out. Okay, don't touch nothing. Jennifer goes, what does this button do? We're live, and all of a sudden, what you guys don't see behind the scene is that all our bobbleheads are dancing on a stage on steps, and we're going, this is on the line. Richard goes, oh my God, what happened? Died. Jennifer had us dancing with these big old heads and these little bodies on the line.
Don't touch.
Like, if it would make it easier for me to see all of you who were on, we were all together, and there was different ways you could have the visual of our pictures, and I didn't know it was going to turn us into dancing bubbles.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I could fix it.
Get out of it.
But we had to fix it ourselves. I could fix it for myself, but so even though I pushed the button, I changed it for everybody, but I could only change it back for me. And so everybody else had to figure out what.
Press the button.
We had fun.
The vibration was up. We were laughing, and I couldn't even. I'm having to continue the show with all this happening in my head going like this.
But here, then he's learned something.
Oh my God, Debbie, we were like having a slumber party that day. It was so fun. We were having so much fun together, laughing, and then all of the guests were like, you know, this is like a teenage slumber party in the comments section. But it was, because we were just kissing. We're all soul sisters. We were having so much fun. And poor Richard in the background's like, you American girls, you Americans.
I was like, what's going on? What happened? What we do?
If you don't push the button, you don't learn what it does. You have to. You got to push the button.
So then I came back with the next show, and we brought Alice, we brought Jennifer and Miguel, and I think we had Lisa Snyder, and I created these buttons that we downloaded. I made everyone download an app. Every time somebody had a question, Q&A on the side, like we are here, I made them push the button to see who wanted to answer it. And I was like, why is no one reading the button? And so all of a sudden, the button kept going, He's like, you American girls, we too. I don't know what I'm going to do with you ladies. Like every time we came together, we just came at him harder and harder. It was fun.
And then we came in all together and it was like,
I know. We had this thing with these big red buzzers and we were like pushing the buzzers.
We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. And we'll have to have you come on, Judith. We'll bring it on my show and we'll have Q&A and we'll do some stuff. Yeah. So you got to push the button. You got to push the button. You got to download it from the app. It's free. It's a little red button.
I've still got that. Yeah.
I have a new too.
Oh, you got to push it. Where is it at, Alice?
You know what? You can buy them. You can buy them too. Cause Fran, my girl Fran, she found one of those with the red buzzers and you can record yourself on the red buzzer. So she sent me in the mail. Cause you know how I love Fran and she goes, she does the Dennis, what is it? The Dustin Hoffman impression where she goes, hello. She was that. So she recorded herself doing that on the little button. Cause she knows I love it so much. So if I'm ever like, you better,
that is so cool.
By myself.
So cool.
But yeah, so it's an app and it has a big red buzzer, and you just have to push it on your phone. Yeah.
So this is the beauty of spirit. This is the beauty of spirit bringing us together. You know, it's funny, it's laughter, and the friendships that develop. If, and this is what we do behind the scenes. So for those that are watching, this is what you get to hear us talk about when we're behind the scenes of what happens. I remember one time we're like, is my hair okay? Do I look all right? And we're live.
That's right. That was Jennifer. Was that you, Jennifer? I think it was.
I think it was Arla.
I don't know, probably.
Poor Miguel. Poor Miguel goes, we're live. I go, we're not live. I didn't hit the button. We're live. We're
like,
live.
Yeah, we're live. Like, we're live. And we're all like fixing our shirts and we're like doing
this. That's it.
We amplify each other too, because sometimes we're on the phone, we start amplifying each other, and then we're like, we're getting all kinds of stuff. I'll be on a dog walk talking to Debbie while I'm on my walk, and all of a sudden, like, Debbie, your mom's here. She wants to tell you this and this and this. You know, we're out of nowhere. So it's the fun thing. You know,
she's like, I saw life to play. It says magic. Oh, that's for Debbie. Let me give it to Debbie.
I picture, this one's for you. I get license plate all the time. That one's for you. That one's for you. That one's for you.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about having friends that embrace you, who you really are. Because we talk like this, you know, some people I know, they maybe close down or they're just not open or just kind of just being in the moment. And Jennifer and I, we talk, this is our way of talking and communicating and our flow and just like, oh yeah. And so it's not all the time that you're going to find someone who gets you when you're in that moment. It's not that I'm not trying to be disrespectful to her space. I feel that we are French enough to say, hey, babe, I have your mom here. Like, I'm like, yeah, tell me what's up. You know, I missed her today.
Yeah, we have that relationship. Yeah, that we can do that. So, but that's so fun is in that, because we do get together, we do amplify each other. And so the power comes in, and then some really cool stuff can happen. So that's why, I mean, because like, I think the power is very strong in the room with me here now, because I'm with all of you ladies. And then all these beautiful people, all of our guests that are on here with us too, you know? So it's like, we're in this big, beautiful group amplification. And at the same time, that's very healing. So like, we're all getting healing. Everybody who's coming on here is getting some kind of healing as their spirit is wanting it for them. And that's the beauty of coming together. So we're in the joy, we're in the love, and then we're like in the healing and the power too. So
I have a friend who tells me that. She's like, Debbie, every time I talk to you, you just do something. You just got me open. And I'm like, I didn't do nothing. I said, what you doing, girl? That's it.
I've had a little thought.
Okay.
Why about we all get together again at some point and we do Sparkle of Light messages?
I can
put it on the podcast, but not like Sparkle of Light chat show, but Sparkle of Light messages. And we can have a night where we've got messages. We could also bring our, we could also have our buzzers as well and just do some questions.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's on the app.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do it.
How does that sound? We could do sparkle blank messages. I'll get it on the podcast, but we can also do a little bit of kind of fun after it, and we can use our buzzers, and we can, you know, make it a really spiritual night, a really uplifting evening. I think that would be really
most
nice.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, a really high vibrational. It's really high vibrational now. You know, you can, and it's lovely. I love that. People say, why are you always so, I try to be high vibe all the time. And people say, why do you try to be happy all the time? And it's not, but it's good to keep high vibe. No matter what you're going through, it's good to try and keep that high vibe.
That's right.
Sometimes it's all you have is you're happy. No matter what's going on around you, you have the right to be happy because it lives within you, and you have the right to live it. And that gives other people permission. That's one of the most beautiful gifts that we can give to ourselves. It's like, ain't good, nothing gonna break my stride.
All right, let's go.
That's for you, Stacia. That's our 80s flashback for Stacia.
Well, do you know, I'm going to say to you, I know you've got your show now to go to as well, Jennifer, so I'm aware of the time, but let's make that a booking. Let's make that a definite booking. We'll get you girls back on again. And we'll do a sparkle of light messages, spiritual messages night, and then we'll do our buzzers afterwards.
Yes. We'll bring you on my side of the pond, and we'll come on your side of the pond. I did tell Miguel we would include him, so we'll have to bring Miguel in too. So thank you, Alice. Thank you, Judith.
Thank you so much,
fun for being here.
I just can't. People do that, and I can't do it.
I'm learning. I think it's that, isn't it? Yeah, I'm learning.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. You got it.
Woo! Got the heart shape going for anybody.
Thank you, Alice and Judith, and my girl Debbie. Thank you.
Love you, girls.
Love you.
Bye, everybody. Oh,